Venerable Geshe says, in Tantra, the principal objects to be abandoned are ordinary conceptions and ordinary appearances. The terms ordinary conceptions and ordinary appearances are best explained by the following example. Yep, here comes John. Suppose there is a Haruka practitioner called John. Normally, he appears to himself as John. Sorry, I'm going to say that. Normally, he appears to himself as John that he normally sees. And his environment, enjoyments, body, and mind appear as those of John that he normally sees. These appearances are ordinary appearances. The mind that assents to these ordinary appearances by holding them to be true is ordinary conception. The appearances we have of an inherently existent I, mind, and other phenomena are also ordinary appearances. Self-grasping and all other delusions are ordinary conceptions. Ordinary conceptions are obstructions to liberation, and ordinary appearances are obstructions to enlightenment. In general, all sentient beings, except bodhisattvas who have attained the vajra-like concentration of the path of meditation, have ordinary appearances. Okay, so we don't get rid of these until we're either enlightened or just on the doorstep of enlightened ordinary appearances. In meditative equipoise, once we become a superior being, we no longer have. But as soon as we rise from meditation, we have these ordinary appearances. Now, Geshe says, now, if John were to meditate on generation stage of Haruka, you can read Vajragini here, doesn't matter, same. If John were to meditate on generation stage of Haruka, strongly regarding himself as Haruka, and believing his surroundings, experiences, body and mind to be those of Haruka, at that time, he would have the divine pride that prevents ordinary conception. But he's not thinking, I am John. He's not thinking, I'm John, imagining that I'm Haruka. He's thinking, I am Haruka. This is what generation stage teaches us. It's radical. It teaches us completely prevent, it's Tantra, so prevent ordinary appearance, ordinary conception, thinking, I am John, I am Sheila, or whatever. Just observing a new basis of imputation, the pure mind and body of Haruka or Vajragini, think, I am Vajragini. It's correct. At this stage, it's just imagination, but it's correct because the basis upon which we think I is the imagined body and mind of Vajragini or Haruka. So do you see how this, we call this divine pride, thinking I on the basis of pure body and mind. We are training. Eventually we will become a pure being who has a pure body and pure mind. But right now we're training, just in imagination, imagining ourselves to have a pure body and pure mind through generation stage and later through completion stage. And then training in thinking, I am Haruka. And all the while we are observing as our basis of imputation the body and mind of Haruka, even though it's imagination, it's correct. Therefore, Venerable Geshe says, this is correct imagination. It is wisdom. And it's the complete opposite of our ordinary self-grasping mind, which thinks, I am John, or whatever. It's so far out of the ordinary. It's not just extraordinary. It's divine. Now, back to John, if he were also to attain clear appearance of himself as Haruka with the environment, enjoyments, body and mind of Haruka. Clear appearance means appearing clearly to his mind through the power of his meditation, through the power of his training, in out of emptiness or within, and dissolving ordinary appearance, ordinary conception. Purify mistaken appearance by realizing emptiness, by realizing the non-existence of all the things I normally see. Through that meditation, this is the key, this is the liberating key. By realizing all the things that I normally see do not exist, then stop perceiving them. Perceive instead the truth. What is the truth? The truth is the non-existence of all the things that I normally see. Only that, the mere absence. We stop there, just the mere absence, the non-existence of all the things I normally see. It's like vast, empty space. That is emptiness, ultimate truth, emptiness. That is true. That is the only thing that is true. So having purified mistaken appearance, then within this vast space, what appears now? Even I don't appear. Because the I that I normally see does not exist. This vast space includes the non-existence of the I that I normally see. Within this vast space of the emptiness of all phenomena, I appear as Haruka. Or I appear as Vajika. I'm going to say Haruka because I don't say everything twice. I appear as Haruka with blue-colored body, four face, 12 arms. Just appearing. Well, that's okay because there's nothing other than mere appearance to mind. Just appearing. Just imagining. And then we concentrate on that new appearance, this new generation. It's called generation stage because we generate, we give birth to this new appearance, a new basis for imputing I, the body, mind, mandala of Haruka. And we concentrate and concentrate and concentrate. It becomes clearer and clearer and clearer through the power of concentration. We attain a form of tranquil abiding, observing. Then, this clear appearance is the opposite, isn't it, of ordinary appearance? For as long as you have clear appearance, you can't have ordinary appearance. For as long as you have divine pride, you can't have ordinary conception. For as long as you have clear appearance of yourself as the deity, the mandala, and so forth, you can't have ordinary appearance. So preventing. It's an inner realization that prevents ordinary appearance. It's so beautiful. So let's read what Geshe says. Now, if John were to meditate on the generation stage of Haruka, strongly regarding himself as Haruka and believing his surroundings, experiences, body and mind to be those of Haruka, at that time he would have the divine pride that prevents ordinary conceptions. If he were also to attain clear appearance of himself as Haruka, with the environment, enjoyments, body and mind of Haruka, at that time he would have the clear appearance that prevents him from developing ordinary appearances. That's so simple, isn't it? It's so simple. We need a lot of blessings. We need deep faith in our spiritual guide to create a strong potentiality for these spiritual realizations. We have to rely again and again and again on the Guru Yoga of Wisdom Buddha. But that's all we have to do. According to Tantra, just stop ordinary appearance, generate clear appearance, stop self-grasping, generate divine pride.